This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great day. It's election day, and I feel great. I hope you do too. I feel great not because there's any certain outcome of the election. There isn't. It's still in play. I mean, it's breathlessly close in many, many states. But the indication seems to be that people are calming down a little bit. We're not going to have civil war. It's not going to be Armageddon. It's not going to be an apocalypse after the votes come in and they are counted. Yes, we will have a peaceful transition of power if that's what the American people decide that you want. And either way, it seems to me that the country is settling down. That's a good thing. You know what's a good indication of that? I mean, the market has just been percolating along since early this morning, and that's kind of an indication, it seems to me, that people are not worried about some post-election violence or a revolution. Dow Jones Industrial's up 513. And that's not because they are convinced that President Trump is going to win or because they are convinced that Joe Biden is going to win. They're convinced, and I am, that America is going to win. And we're going to win because we have actually some pretty durable, resolute, functional institutions. And with all of our problems, and we have lots of them. And yes, the election institutions could be tightened up and improved. But you know what? It works. It functions. And things are coming together. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I'll tell you what else came together. They fixed the line by which I can do this show from home. And at the instructions of management, I'm doing the show from home. Yesterday, actually had the opportunity of coming into the studio for the first time in a long time. There's also all kinds of brimming confidence. Now, some of it may be for public relations. Some of it may not be real, but it's there. And some of it is unquestionably real, confidence from the part of Team Trump. President Trump predicted today that, of course, he predicted he would win. But he predicted he would win by more than last time. Last time he won by 304 electoral votes to 227. And he always says it wrong. He always says he won by 306 because he earned 306, but then two of the electors decided they couldn't bring themselves to vote for Donald J. Trump. And meanwhile, there were also four Hillary electors who decided they couldn't vote for her, so they became what are called faithless electors. That's not going to be a factor this time. I mean, I think the people who carry for Biden are going to vote for Biden. The people who carry for Trump are going to vote for Trump. And here's some of the very latest from Real Clear Politics. Now, Real Clear Politics isn't definitive, but they gave an indication last time, and I remember it so vividly, I've actually gone back and listened to it, is all of this polling came in at the last minute, literally hours before our show on Election Day. And it showed that state after state after state after state was tied or very close to tied. And I came on the air and said, look, the assumption here by everybody that Hillary Clinton has got this thing won is just wrong. Go out there and vote because it is incredibly close in state after state, and the polling was accurate. It was in so many of the states that Trump carried that were crucial, in Pennsylvania and in Florida and in Michigan and in Wisconsin. And for some of the states that Hillary carried, New Hampshire and Nevada and Minnesota, it was all 1% or less or less. Now look at this. Right now, RCP average, Florida, Biden 47.9%, Trump 47%, within 1%. Pennsylvania, where Biden had been heavily favored until, well, a couple of days ago. Pennsylvania, Biden by 1.2%. North Carolina, now this could be, I don't know, this could be the Michigan last time. Last time Trump won Michigan by 0.2%. North Carolina, Trump is ahead by 0.2%. Same measure by which he won Michigan last time. Ohio, Trump by 1%. Now look, last time Trump won Ohio by 8.5%. So this time it's really, really close. Iowa, where the Trump team had been feeling much better, it's Trump by 2%. Now all of this is within the margin of error. Arizona, Biden by less than 1%, by 0.9%. And this is incredible. And Texas, 38 electoral votes. By the way, if Trump loses Texas, he will not continue to be our president. And that's definitive. And there are reasons to believe that with Trump ahead right now by 1.3%, according to an average of the polls, it's right on the line. And that's why they're fighting about which votes to count and which votes not to count. And then Georgia, another state that Trump carried comfortably last time, 1%. Okay, this is it. This is where we are. Your vote matters. Now, let me tell you something about all those states I just went over. I very quickly went over for you Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, Arizona, Texas, and Georgia. They're all states that Trump carried last time. You'll notice it does not include Michigan or Wisconsin. Those two Great Lakes states are probably gone. I mean, there is an advantage close to 5% or more. And depending on which poll you listen to, I mean, those are states where clearly Joe Biden is ahead. And if you don't include those states, then Trump really can only afford to lose one more. And with all of these so close, he has to run the board. He has to draw that straight flush and win Georgia, Texas, Arizona, Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Florida, and win them again. That's going to be tough. It's going to be exciting. But the president is full of confidence. And he was on Fox and Friends this morning with a 35-minute phone interview. He sounded a bit tired, and maybe you can understand why, given the fact he did five different rallies. I watched a bunch of them yesterday and got home around 2 a.m. So, okay, the president has a right to sound tired. But here he was, it's clip number 15, President Trump predicting victory. Listen.
You've got a number in your head. We're going to write it down right now. You say you're going to win with how many Electoral College votes?
So my number last time was 306. Remember they said, you and I had this conversation a long time ago, right?
Yep.
And you asked me this question, believe it. I don't know. I think you remember that. But I ended up with 306. That was a good number. 223 to 306. And that was a big number. And I think we will top it. I'll leave it at that. I think we'll top it. I think we'll get better.
306
plus 1. People appreciate the job we've done. And if you look at the numbers, and I see the futures are up. I'll tell you one thing.
Gotcha.
We have a headwind on the stock market because on the chance that Biden got in, you will have a stock market go down like you wouldn't believe. If he got in, and I see the markets projected to be up quite nicely today. And it was up yesterday very nicely because people are starting to think that I'm going to win. And the stock market will go. It's a real headwind having this.
Okay. Can President Trump win by more than 306 with more than 306 electoral votes? 306 gives him 36 more electoral votes than he needs to win. We will deal with that and also deal with a $5 million bet. on the election outcome. Believe me, not by me. I'll tell you about that and more coming up. We're also speaking to Steve Bannon and Jerry Seib later in the show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a story in the New York Post, and I assume it's accurate because they quote a number of sources, though nobody is named here. But it's a story about somebody who is very, very confident, I think, that President Trump is going to win and is similarly confident that he's going to make a bundle of money. A British gambler reports the New York Post has staked $5 million on President Trump winning the election today. That is considered to be the largest political wager ever. Now, it's not legal for Las Vegas or any other place to take political bets in the United States. A lot of these are offshore bets. They're bets from the Caribbean island of Curacao. They're bets in Britain. It's a big business in Britain, and Brits love to bet on U.S. elections. The former banker who is this gambler who allegedly bet $5 million on President Trump, he ought to get an honorary membership in Mar-a-Lago at least. I mean, particularly if he loses his $5 million. The former banker used private bookmakers registered on the Caribbean island of Curacao, and he got the bet at odds of 37-20, 37/20, meaning that he could get a $15 million payout, sources told the Sun tabloid, sister publication of the New York Post, all part of the Rupert Murdoch News Corp giant. The mystery gambler confidently went all in after consulting with Trump camp insiders, according to the report. Word of this bet has done the rounds, and we think it's the biggest ever made in politics, one betting industry source told the United Kingdom paper The Sun. While illegal in the U.S., betting on politics is popular in the U.K. and many other countries, and the 2020 election is shaping up to be the biggest betting event of all time. Now, you say, why is it illegal to bet on politics in this country? I think for very good reasons. Let's say you're a significant aide to President Trump, somebody who's a real insider. And what you do then is you take out a bet on behalf of, say, Joe Biden, and then right afterwards, secretly, you can do things to undermine the campaign you're working on. It's the same kind of thing of throwing the World Series in 1919 with the Chicago Black Sox. The idea is they took some money from people who were going to bet against the Black Sox, and then they threw a couple of World Series games. At least that's there's still controversy about that and what actually happened. By the way, congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers on this year's World Series. Trump beat the odds in 2016, the Post reports, and gamblers appear keen on a repeat performance this time. Now, this is fascinating. I think it does say something. In the last 4 hours, 71% of all money wagered on the U.S. elections today, 71% of people who put up money for Trump. Sam Eaton, who is the director of the site's odds checker site, marketing, said that was a remarkable swing. The 2020 election is following a very similar betting pattern to the one we witnessed back in 2016. The closer we got to election day, the more money came for Donald Trump. A lot of part-time gamblers will opt to wager on the election today, and naturally, given the bigger returns on Trump, they will likely side with the current president. In other words, they can actually make money with favorable odds. So what does all this mean? Who knows? Who knows? President Trump, speaking with Fox News this morning, a 35-minute phone interview, he actually expressed a little bit of frustration with Fox, which only intensifies speculation that in the event that he loses this presidential race, which is possible, it could happen. If he loses the presidential race, watch for the Trump Network, for his own TV network built around himself and his family and Kimberly and Don Jr. and Eric and Ivanka. And maybe Tiffany gets into the act, too. In any event, here's President Trump on Fox News, Fox and Friends this morning. That would be clip 4.
Actually, Fox puts him on more than anybody else, which is sort of shocking to me, because Fox has changed a lot. And somebody said, what's the biggest difference between this and 4 years ago? And I say, Fox, it's much different. You still have great people. But you're three of them.
But you know, Mr. President, can I just say one thing? What they try to do with Fox
in terms of,
but
politics.
We just want to show both. Unlike the other networks, they were trying to show both sides. So hey, here's President Trump live. Here's Joe Biden live. Because we feel it's responsible to sell.
We report. They decide.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think it's an endorsement of anybody. But go ahead. When President Obama speaks, does he get under your skin?
They wouldn't put Sleepy Joe Biden on every time he opened his mouth. You know, they had other networks for that, frankly. And it was run, you know, it's a much different operation. I'm just telling you, it's much different.
Okay, that's President Trump this morning. There's also this news, which is just breaking, and from Morning Consult, and they release exit polling, but it's not exit polling based upon people who are voting today, because most Americans, probably more than two-thirds, or certainly up to two-thirds, are people who have voted already, either mailed in their mail-in ballots or they waited in line and voted in early voting in various states. In Texas, they had 2.5 weeks of early voting. The results from the early voting are stunning because what it shows is that there are certain groups that are overrepresented. And one of the groups, women. Now, everybody knows women vote more often than men. Men are too busy doing important things, actually less important things than voting. But important things like watching whatever sports you can find on TV during a pandemic or having if you can find a bar that's open somewhere. But women come out and vote. 57% of the early voters are female, 43% male. Now, why is that significant? Because women in this campaign, according to all the polling, women prefer Biden by about a 30-point margin. And that includes women of every demographic. It's consistent. So that would be a worrying sign for President Trump. It's also 50% of the early voters were Democrats, only 29% Republicans. Most of the early voters were white, 74%. That's higher than the percentage of whites expected in the general electorate, people who are voting today. The 60% of the voters, less than college. But here's a real killer. 54% of those voters voted for Clinton last time. So what does it all mean? And what are the real odds for somebody actually claiming victory tonight? We'll be speaking to odds master Jerry Boyer coming up on the MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
While Americans are focused on going to the polls today, doctors are warning that we could be entering a very rough phase of the COVID pandemic. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC that while we are better prepared to deal with a higher number of infections, we could still see a large rise in cases and deaths over the winter.
The sheer fact that we're going to be infecting so many people right now is probably going to mean that the death tolls get well above 1,000 for a sustained period of time. And so it's a very grim couple of months that we face. I think that this is the last sort of acute phase of this pandemic that we need to go through, and things will get better in 2021, but we need to hunker down and be careful over the next couple of months.
A young girl was rescued from the rubble of a collapsed apartment building in the Turkish city of Izmir 4 days after the area was struck by a strong earthquake. The 3-year-old girl survived for more than 90 hours after Friday's 7.0 earthquake that has killed at least 100 people. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Valier is a frequent guest on this show, and he's a friend. He is a financial analyst and economist. He is the publisher of Affluent Investor Daily. And, Jerry, first of all, if you take a look at what's going on with the markets, some of those affluent investors are getting a little bit more affluent. Do you have a theory why?
It's really hard to do day to day, you know, when it comes to, you know, what they're looking at. But typically, I think generally what we're seeing is that something you and I have talked about on and off air, the economy is actually doing pretty well. I know that we kind of have the impression that we're in a deep depression. As of this point, I'm not even sure we're in a recession anymore. We're in a recovery. Now, whether that translates into electoral change is a different matter, but almost all of the economic indicator news over the past month or so has been quite positive.
Okay, the one thing that I was thinking with the market up, it's now over 600 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and we're close to closing. That one of the reasons it's up so much is because it looks like a lot of people's fears about an uncertain election, about fighting in the streets, all of that seems to be dissipating today. We woke up and it seems like we're going to have a decision. It could go either way, but there will be a decision. It'll be normal. Don't you have that same perception?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, there's millions of market participants, so it's hard to boil it down. But it, one could reasonably argue that the markets are rallying on what they see as a probability of a clear Biden victory. Now, that's paradoxical, right? Because I think that Trump is much better for markets and for the economy. But uncertainty is the worst thing of all. So there's a possibility that a higher certainty level of a Biden presidency might be preferable to markets to weeks and months of wrangling, not knowing who the president is.
Okay, I was talking right before you got on about this story, which is sort of exploded on both sides of the Atlantic, about this British whale, a major gambler, bettor, who has just bet $5 million. I don't know what that comes to in pounds, but it's still a lot. And bet all that on Trump winning this election. What do the betting odds here, what they call the future markets, what do they show about the current state of the race, Jerry?
Well, he didn't do it on Predict It, which is the most common and probably the largest prediction market here. He did it in the London odds makers. So as of right now, it's Biden 67% probability and Trump 40%. So why does that add up to more than 100? Because there's fees off the top. So that gives you a rough idea. Let's just say this. There's a 17 percentage point spread between Biden and Trump when it comes to the presidential election. And in Pennsylvania, where I sit, which is pretty close to a must win, there's a 15% spread, and that's increased by 9 in the past day. So I think the futures market
increased in other words, that it's increased for Biden in the past day.
Yes, the spread has increased, and Biden is the one ahead. So, yeah, it's increased for Biden. He picked up four cents, and Trump lost 5 cents.
We had Paul Kanger on from Grove City College, who's also in Western Pennsylvania. He was very confident that this factor of shy Trump voters, that's something that Byron York has also been writing about, would show all the polls wrong again, and that Trump would win comfortably in Pennsylvania by a lot. Do you believe that's possible, likely, happening?
So if my choices are possible, likely, and happening, I would not go with happening. I wouldn't go with likely. I would go with possible, maybe split the difference between possible and likely. And I think the word for that is plausible. It is plausible that there are shy Trump voters, maybe like suburban women, for example, who just aren't showing up in the polling. That's certainly plausible. I'm not confident of that. Paul's a brilliant guy. I used to work with him at a think tank that I used to run, so I wouldn't sell him short. But I am not confident that Trump will win. And I think that to some degree, there is an overestimation of the importance of fracking as a kind of bellwether issue in Pennsylvania politics, because Pennsylvania is pretty evenly divided on fracking. For instance, we have a fiercely anti-fracking governor. So if fracking were some kind of like third rail, you just can't touch it in Pennsylvania, how did we end up with that? I think that fracking is kind of a specialized industry. In certain regions, it's very important. But you can see lots and lots of anti-fracking signs in suburban neighborhoods around Philadelphia and around Pittsburgh.
What do you think it means for the country at large and the ability to maybe tone down some of the polarization, for Americans to work together on some goals that we need to work together on, like recovering from the COVID-19 epidemic? What do you think it means, this, I think, general sense of relief now that the election is finally here? Are we going to crash as a result of the election or after this day passes? What do you see for the next couple of weeks?
That partly depends. If we get a clear victory one way or the other, if we get a landslide, I think that that's helpful for the country, because it's only the people in the deepest form of denial. Rumsfeld referred to the dead enders, right? They'll just fight to the very last. You know, like that Japanese soldier fighting on an island. Only they'll resist it, whichever way it goes. So for me, the nightmare scenario is a long-time contested election, it's very close, where whichever half that lost simply refuses to accept the legitimacy of the rule. Now, I think that's worse if it's the Democrats who lose by a small margin, because I think they're more given to civil disturbance. We've had some violence from Trump supporters, you know, maybe that, you know, that thing with the trucks or whatever. But when it comes to, you know, kind of wide scale social violence and protest, I think that's more the left's specialty. So let's say you get Trump wins, you know, by a narrow margin. Half the country basically like loses their head. And I think you could see a lot more violence. So I think that would really fray the social fabric in ways that I'm not sure that we're ready for as a country.
Amen to that. And by the way, I think one of the things that's very, very clear is because the third parties and fourth parties and fifth parties are much less a factor this time, Kanye West notwithstanding, we are very likely, whoever wins, is going to get 51% of the popular vote. Which is a good thing, because that sends a clear message. You don't know a lot of people who are voting for JoJo and Spike, do you?
I don't know any third-party voters, and I knew a lot of them 4 years ago. So I think people are going to vote one way or the other. They're going to vote Democrat or Republican. Some of them will be nose holders. I think a lot of the Republicans will be nose holders. And I would hope that. I'm not saying the people shouldn't vote for Trump. I'm not going to say that one way or the other. But I think that if you're morally serious, you can't just, you know, jump on the Trump train and just go, hey, he's absolutely terrific. There are serious issues there. So, you know, I think morally serious people have to say, well, better than the alternative, but acknowledge the problems. So I think that there'll be a fair amount of that. So I don't think that this is going to be one determined by third parties. I'm virtually sure of that.
That's Jerry Bowyer. And I, by the way, I agree with you entirely. I mean, when I said JoJo and Spike, well, that's who it is. It's Jo Jorgensen, known to her dozens of supporters as JoJo, and Spike Cohen, who are the dynamic duo atop the Libertarian Party ticket. You can read all about Jerry's new book. It was released just a few weeks ago, The Maker versus the Takers. And by the maker, well, we mean the person, to sort of paraphrase Hunter Biden, the big guy. That's the maker. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because Clear Play loves good movies.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The presidential race here on the Michael Medved Show is the main focus of everybody because the president, no matter who the president turns out to be on January 20th of next year, that's when a new president takes office, or President Trump takes the oath of office for a second term. Either way, the president's deeply, deeply significant, but there are also all kinds of other races on the ballot, 435 House races, there are 35 Senate races, there's one extra one because of the two races in Georgia, because of the appointed U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, who is having a very tough race to win re-election. But there is some good news already for Republicans, and here it is. Nobody really expects. I mean, President Trump says Republicans are going to win the House. Almost impossible. The Republicans could conceivably make some gains in the House of Representatives. They're not going to win the House, and I'll tell you why. Because too many Republicans retired. They had 27 incumbents who quit, who didn't run for re-election. The Democrats only had 12, and that makes it much, much harder for Republicans to hold those 27 seats while gaining other seats from Democrats, who are mostly incumbents, overwhelmingly incumbents, of course. But in the Wall Street Journal, they report GOP silver lining. The GOP, regardless of how many seats in the House they gain or lose, are expected to send more minorities and women to Washington this year. There are 94 GOP women running in the general election. In other words, who are the GOP nominees? That's a record for the party, breaking its previous high mark of 53 GOP women who made it through the primaries in 2018. It's almost double. 2 years ago, only one new Republican woman was elected to Congress, representing Carol Miller of West Virginia. But Republicans are expected to exceed that number this year. GOP candidate Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, is considered a shoe-in for a conservative district in Georgia. Now, while I'm saying that all this is good news about the GOP having more successful female candidates, that doesn't include Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm sorry, she is a supporter of QAnon. And I support nearly all Republicans running in the House and the Senate, but I do not support, I cannot support, and urge people not to vote for people who promote this evil and sick conspiracy theory about cannibalism and sex trafficking and Hillary Clinton and George Soros and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. I mean, it's all nuts. And no, Marjorie Taylor Greene, not acceptable. And I also want to say two U.S. Senate candidates. I want desperately for the Republicans to win the U.S. Senate. But two candidates who have no chance of winning. And when I mean no chance, I mean zero, zero, zero. Joe Ray Perkins in Oregon is another QAnon supporter. And then we've talked about this before, Lauren Witzke in Delaware, who has no chance of winning. She's not only a QAnon supporter, she's a flat earther. And that's not a good look for our party. Not a good look for the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. She gave an Election Day news conference earlier today, just 1 week after Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed as President Trump's third Supreme Court pick. And by the way, Justice Barrett is already at work. She's already participated in oral arguments. She has not participated in any of the election cases yet because she wasn't totally up to speed on those. But she's there, she's doing her job, and she's doing fine. However, not in the eyes of Speaker Pelosi. Here she is on Justice Barrett. Listen.
The president is installing an illegitimate Supreme Court justice just 1 week before the election, after 60 million Americans have voted, who will dismantle the ACA and won't say, by the way, when asked by Senator Feinstein, do you think Medicare is constitutional? She said she really couldn't say.
Okay, Medicare was enacted into law in 1965. So that's 55 years ago. Nobody is claiming that Medicare is unconstitutional. What Justice Barrett was doing was exactly what you're supposed to do, is not prejudge cases. It is conceivable that at some point in the future she would actually be asked to adjudicate a case involving Medicare. That's possible. That could happen. But the idea that she says she doesn't want to say doesn't mean that she harbors any doubt about the constitutionality of Medicare, which so many Americans, of course, depend on. And this is one of those areas where I think Nancy Pelosi is talking about one of the secrets to President Trump's victory last time. And if he does lose this time, it might be one of the secrets to his defeat this time. And something has changed. Last time, in 2016, President Trump won seniors who vote in a very high numbers. Yes, some seniors use mail-in ballots. But people, voters over the age of 65, vote more frequently than younger voters. And they gave President Trump a commanding majority, actually. He won by 9 points. And here's the interesting thing. You may remember last time President Trump won seniors, which doesn't always happen for Republicans, largely because he very outspokenly said, no, he would not cut Medicare. He would not cut Social Security. He was against what President Bush had tried to do, which was to create an element of choice in Social Security where you could have a privatized system instead. I happen to like the Bush reforms, think they would have helped the country, but Trump took that position. This time, the reason Trump, according to most surveys, is losing senior voters by about 20 points, which is a huge swing, is because of COVID-19. And with good reason, obviously, it is senior voters who are particularly concerned about COVID-19, but so are all Americans. And again, and that gets to President Trump's closing arguments, which you can listen to those speeches, and we've played them regularly every day. We've played part of President Trump's on the Trump on the stump, and you've heard it. The problem is COVID-19 remains a gigantic issue for most Americans. It's the number one issue because we're not going to make definitive economic progress. We're not going to go forward until we have a sense that this pandemic is really winding down. And the president, in his stump speeches and rally after rally, it's been all over the lot. And, you know, some of it is greatest hit stuff, the oldies but goodies. Let's take a look at Hillary's emails. Let's put Obama in jail. And there was this terrible conspiracy against me. And China is ripping us off. And I've done a great thing with North Korea. We haven't gone to war with North Korea. Now, again, all of this, you can argue it back and forth. The problem is a closing message. President Trump will play some of the clips from this morning when he was speaking to reporters. And there's a wall going up, not the border wall, but a White House wall, which is also has to do with the fact that he's decided not to hold his victory celebration in the Trump International Hotel. It will be in the White House. We're going to be speaking with one of the people who actually got President Trump to the White House in the first place, Steve Bannon, very controversial, a former publisher of Breitbart. He is a former White House advisor. He was the chief strategist for the Trump campaign in his last weeks when it won that surprise last time. We'll talk to him about the differences and the similarities between this situation and what the Trump campaign faced in 2016. We're also going to be speaking with Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal, who has some interesting conclusions based on last-minute polling data from the Wall Street Journal. We'll be dealing with all of that as you're out there voting. I've already voted. Maybe you have, too. Diane voted. Actually, her picture appeared in the New York Times. They have a big collage photo of different people voting in different places. And there's a picture of my beautiful blonde-haired wife dropping her ballot into our Dropbox right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.